Blackstone Publishing presents The Hidden Smile of God, The Fruit of Affliction in the Lives of John Bunyan, William Cooper, and David Brainerd by John Piper. This book is read by Bob Sauer. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind a frowning providence He hides a smiling face. William Cooper, God Moves in a Mysterious Way. Preface. The swans sing sweetly when they suffer. The swans I have in mind are John Bunyan, 1628-1688, William Cooper, 1731-1800, and David Brainerd, 1718-1747. I call them swans because they are great voices for Christian truth that death has not silenced. When the unrivaled Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo in North Africa, retired in AD 430, he handed over his duties to his humble successor, Heraclius. At the ceremony, Heraclius stood to preach as the aged Augustine sat on his bishop's throne behind him. Overwhelmed by a sense of inadequacy in Augustine's presence, Heraclius said, "The cricket chirps, the swan is silent." This story is the origin of the title for this series of books called The Swans Are Not Silent. You are now reading Book 2. The first was called The Legacy of Sovereign Joy, God's Triumphant Grace in the Lives of Augustine, Luther, and Calvin. The reference to swans appeared again 1,000 years later. On July 6, 1415, John Hus, whose name in Czech means goose, was burned at the stake for criticizing the Roman Catholic sale of indulgences. Just before his death, he is said to have written, "Today you are burning a goose. However, 100 years from now you will be able to hear a swan sing. You will not burn it. You will have to listen to him." And so the line of swans has continued down to our own day, faithful witnesses to the gospel of the glory of Christ whose death does not silence their song. My aim in this series of books is to magnify the voice of the swans with the megaphone of their lives. The Apostle Paul calls the church to adorn the doctrine of God with the fidelity of our lives, Titus chapter 2, verse 10. That is what the swans have done, especially in their suffering. Their steadfastness through trial sweetens and intensifies the song of their faith. It is part of our pleasant Christian duty to preserve and proclaim the faith-sustaining stories of Christ's suffering swans. The Bible exhorts us that we not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?